Our third week of Lent takes us to the scene of Jesus praying in the garden. Luke 22:39-46. And again, this meditation is a chance to imagine being right up and close with the action and the Passion Week of Jesus. So as I read this passage, just invite you to imagine yourself in this garden, this Mount of Olives, this natural setting. Imagine yourself one of the disciples invited by Jesus to pray with him on this night, this critical, pivotal, dramatic night. Then, accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, "Pray that you will not give in to temptation." He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed. "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. At last he stood up again and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted from grief. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not give in to temptation." So this is a cold, dark night. The doubts and the questions, the uncertainty is swirling around your band of friends. And again, Jesus leads you to this garden setting, this Mount of Olives, to pray through the night. What's it like to walk from the upper room, from that last meal, to walk with him to this evening's setting of prayer? What are the expressions on his face? What is the chatter and the noise going on in your group as you're walking along? And you fall asleep as Jesus goes off to pray nearby. And yet we, as the readers, get to hear this prayer of Jesus's. But what's it like to be woken up by Jesus after he's been praying this kind of a prayer? What's his expression look like? What is the tone of his voice like when his eyes meet yours and he says, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray." As I read the passage once more, immerse yourself, imagine yourself a part of this drama and connected in a deep way with Jesus, with the disciples, with your friends. And then, accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, "Pray that you will not give in to temptation." He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. At last he stood up again and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted from grief. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not give in to temptation." What's it like to fall asleep, exhausted by grief? When is the last time that you felt grief like that? And how about this invitation from Jesus? Get up and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. What feelings are stirring up in your heart as you respond to Jesus' challenge, his prompting? Take a moment in prayer now to just tell Jesus what's on your heart. Go ahead and bring your even real life grief or questions or doubts to God. Bring them to this Jesus who is attentive, who sees you, knows you, who prompts you to get up and pray, to join him.